Okay, boys and girls, we have Mike Hipp from the podcastsoup.net website, and we have Mark from the Remarkably Mark podcast on, and we're going to talk about Big Brother, because last night was the season finale of Big Brother. So welcome, you guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi. I just had me some podcast soup a minute ago.
You did?
Yeah, I'm nice and full.
Or as Big Fatty would say, podcast chowder.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was Chinese. It was a Chinese noodle soup with beef.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bet it had a few podcasters in it, though.
So. Very cool. Okay, so what do we think?
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I'm so glad that Mike won.
It was predictable, but I liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I think it was definitely predictable when the jury members first started talking, and it was definitely going against Erica.
Well, now, I thought Danielle was definitely lobbying for Erica, and then she voted against her.
Yeah, she did. God damn it, now my phone's ringing. Who's calling?
Well, but if you recall, the lobbying happened like a day ago.
Okay, I have to take this call. Can you guys hold on a second?
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
So,
hello? Yes.
And then he's going to sit there and take it, like, without muting himself.
Man, it was turning into, like, a Maury Povich show when they started, you know, exposing the diary room stuff. That was really cool.
Yeah. Well, wait, did he pause? Like, did he pause the actual recording? So is he not going to record what we're saying here?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's almost done, I think. So thank you very much for the balsamic today, Mark.
Oh,
that was very nice
of
you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Yeah, and it's so funny because I'm actually writing an article about balsamic vinegar for the website tonight.
Really?
Okay, that's no problem.
I love to use it. Yeah. I use it a lot.
Great.
I like experimenting with different brands.
Yeah.
Good. And it was the I'm trying to remember which one I sent you, which age it was.
Okay. I don't have it on me. I can't remember.
Yeah, no problem.
It was from Modena, right?
Yeah, from Modena. Yeah, the ones that you know, I'm writing an article about the distinctions between the different years, you know, like the length of aging and how that sort of achieves different qualities, and of course trying to helping people distinguish between authentic.
Okay.
What is an optimum?
Thank you.
What's an optimum year for, you know, if you're looking for price and quality?
Anything that's aged more than 12 years is considered a tradizionale. If it's made in Modena by the consortium.
I'm back.
It's like highest level.
Hey, all right. What are you talking about? Balsamic
vinegar. We're talking about
vinegar. Sorry.
Go back to what you're doing.
I'm sorry. I'm having crown molding put in my condo, and the contractor can come tomorrow, so I have to. She was just calling.
Good luck with that.
Oh.
It's going to cost me
too
much.
I'm having crowns put in my mouth.
No, crown molding in my condo.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we were...
Well, I'm having some wainscoting put up in my palace.
Really?
Yeah, right. You know, that palace that I have over in Jersey, right?
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about Big Brother and how... Mike, you were just about to say that you thought Janelle was gunning for Erica, but then she voted against her.
No, I thought Danielle was trying to get the jury to lean to, you know, to vote for... The runner-up.
For Erica. Yeah.
For Erica. Yeah. But then at the end, Danielle voted against her, and I thought that was odd. And she even said the ultimate floater when she made her speech, and Mike was not a floater at all, so I don't understand that whole thing.
Yeah, that was a little odd. Now, I have to tell you this, though. I was talking on the phone when they were going through the votes. Did Julie actually say who voted for who?
Mm-hmm. She did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at the very end, yeah, she named them, and then after... like the fourth key was pulled and they knew that Mike won after they came back, she said then the last ones were
they both voted for Mike as well.
Janelle and James, it was Howie and Marcellus were the only ones that voted for Erica. But the other five voted
George
for
and Danielle were going to vote for Erica personally.
Yeah, you know? But I mean it was clear after Chicken George said, you know, it's that he stopped, thank God. And remember we talked about this, Archer, this whole sort of thinking about who should win based on need, based on who needs it more, and like, you know, trying to make the argument like how he did that, you know, someone who's got all these restaurants doesn't need it and all this bullshit. And thank God that even Chicken George, who is the most sort of that mentality, changed his mind. It was like, no, the person who plays the best deserves to win. It's not about need.
I know. I was glad that George said that too, because it's like, no, that's not the point of this. It's who played the game the best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a nice sort of change of viewpoint.
Did y'all see Kaser's hair? He's growing back his hair. He's got a little bald spot right there in front.
I noticed that. Yeah,
it's sad. See, that's the thing. When there are certain guys, and it's weird. I'm glad you brought this up, because there are certain guys who, if they have a full head of hair, right?
Right.
But then the first and only time that they shave it, it doesn't, for whatever reason, it starts the trend of it not growing back. Like, because I've known people like that, where they had this fabulous full head of hair, then they cut it real short, and for whatever reason, it kicked in that gene or that thing that creates their baldness, and then after that, it's a losing battle.
Oh, I love his hair. He had such beautiful hair.
My ex was like that. He started shaving his head, and then when it grew back, it was like, uh-oh, nope.
But it's only that little bit, that little spot in the front.
Well, you could tell everywhere except for the top, it was really nice, thick, straight hair. It was laying down nicely, but right mm-hmm. there on the top, it was kind of curly and kinky.
Yeah.
So it was a different type of hair. You could tell it was losing your hair.
Right. Now, speaking of the people who had, Case, or the people who had been voted out before and were not on the jury, I thought it was interesting when Julie said, do you think the person who should win is sitting inside the house? And none of them said yes. They all thought somebody else should have won. And I think they were all talking about Will. What do you guys think?
Yeah, mm-hmm. obviously. And, well, I mean, Allison even. Was it Allison that said it? She said, yeah, Will and Janelle.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they were playing, you know, the hardest and the best. It makes sense. And I think from a sort of a Chilltown, the mythology of Chilltown, it's kind of, you know, I think it's cool that then now Mike has won, because now it can't be said that, oh, well, Will is the winner and Mike is the hanger-oner.
Right.
You know, it's mm-hmm. like, so from the mythology of their little pseudo-gay Pancho and Sancho Panza and Don Quixote little relationship thing there, then now they're both equal winners.
Hey, Sarah from the How Much Do We Love podcast just came on. Should I try to get her in here?
Yeah, sure, get that ahead. Girl in here.
How do you add someone to a conference, though?
You have to give her the, I don't know.
Add to conference.
I think you can go add to conference.
What
about the calls, you guys, between in the die room calls between those two? That was such a
cool. I loved that all season, and I'm so glad that they played it now. And then they had the little inset where they played the where they played everyone else's reactions to that, because obviously none of them had seen that.
Right, the jury. Yeah.
I'm trying to add Sarah to the conference.
If it doesn't work, you can pause it. Oh, there we go.
Okay, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Sarah.
Hello. One ringy dingy.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? This is Archer.
Archer, how are you guys?
Good.
And it's Mark.
And we got Mike Hip, too.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm okay, Sarah. Glad to meet you.
You too. I'm sad that I'm on the West Coast.
But that's okay. You actually sound very good.
Wait, but that's right.
Do
she
I?
Hasn't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. We can't say anything.
We can't. Yeah. You may need to kick me out of the call.
No, damn. I wanted to have you talk.
You don't care, Sarah. Let's just talk about it.
We just had a time zone brain fart. Sorry.
That's okay. Are you actually recording at this minute?
I am, yes. Archer is.
Excellent. Yeah. Hello, everyone.
Well, let's ask you this, Sarah. Who do you think's going to win?
First, let's just say, how much do we love Sarah?
Oh, it's so true. How much do we love you?
I love you guys. I'm glad this sounds okay. I had to send my beloved MacBook away yesterday, so I'm laptopless this week.
Oh, no.
I actually use Skype with the PC. This is, I think, my first PC call.
Don't be like that. I use Skype with a PC all the time.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I just wasn't sure if I have everything set up right.
Okay. I thought you were being one of those Mac head types.
No.
Like Archer.
Archer.
By the way, my new computer will be here Friday.
I'm so excited.
Here's another by the way. Here's a funny by the way. You know those Mac commercials with the young guy and the sort of dorky the guy who plays the PC was in my class at Yale. I just found it out.
He's awesome. He's on the Daily Show, right?
He is. Yeah. And he has a book out, and it's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah.
Does he always play it straight like that? That kind of dorky.
That's his
guy?
Sort of shtick. Yeah. And his book. He's like a pseudo historian. So like he writes things that aren't true, but he mixes it in with enough things that are true, and he says it in that deadpan way that you sort of believe that it's true.
Too funny. Yeah.
Well, I was a big fan of the other guy on, did you guys watch Ed? that series with Tom
Kavanaugh.
Oh, he
used to be on Ed.
I didn't watch that, no.
He was born in Cheswick.
He's kind of weird because he looks like he should be cute, but then when you see him up close, he looks like he's like the strange melding of a cute guy and a horse.
Don't you think? I don't know
he
that
kind
I would
of always plays that guy, though. He was in, did you guys see Galaxy Quest?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
A classic.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I forgot that he was in that.
That's right. I forgot about it. And he's in...
he's great in that movie.
Right. And he's also in that new movie that just came out where he invents the university.
Right.
He's the star of that movie where he doesn't get into school, but in order to convince his parents that he's going to school...
Oh, right.
He creates a fake school, and everyone believes that it's true.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the previews for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
anyway, long diversion.
Yeah, totally long diversion.
Guys are like, we called Sarah, the show went way off track.
Nothing wrong with that.
But we're trying hard not to reveal any spoilers.
But I want to get Sarah's opinion. Sarah, okay. Who do you think will win?
Gosh, you know, it's hard to say that without coloring it with my own opinion, but I think...
Well, he's asked you for your own opinion.
Yeah, that is your opinion.
No, but I don't... Because I just hate both of them so much, I don't know that I can...
Sarah, I'm with you. I hate both of them, too.
That's right. You wanted Janelle to win.
All about the Janelle people.
It's all about the blondes.
Yeah, it's just, who do I think will win? I think Mike Boogie might win.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
it's possible.
Erica was really kind of...
Shut up, it's possible.
Now, wait a minute. Is it over where you guys are?
Yeah, it finished in that.
See, that's why we were recording, because it was our immediate reactions.
Oh,
which is why we're trying so hard not to. But we won't say anything to you at all.
Okay.
We won't reveal anything to you.
I'm not going to get to watch forever, because it's not
other than
for
the only thing we'll tell you is that Janelle didn't win.
Forget it. I'm canceling my season pass.
Well, you better by now.
You have to do that by phone, by the way.
Well, no, I'm on my TiVo, but yeah, I will cancel that Real Player nonsense as well.
Did you also do the watch the live feeds too, Sarah?
You know what? I did. I got sucked in. I said, I'll sign up for the 14-day free trial and then I'll cancel it. And then, of course, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I found myself reading the... there were a couple of websites like Joker's Updates that had recaps of what was going on in the live feeds. And I found myself reading those more than actually watching the feeds.
You know what? I checked out one of those too, because what they would do is that right after the show, or they would, some people would take the live feed and record or write about what was going on the live feed, and that's how I found out that Janelle was kicked out before it actually aired.
Right.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. They don't give you like spoiler warning, right? You just have to like assume that if you're going to that site, it's all spoilers all the time.
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely.
So that's why I would never go to a site like that.
Normally, I'm not into the spoilers, but for that show, I didn't. It was more about what was going on than what happened in the episode that aired. You know what I mean?
Right,
so I didn't really
right.
care about
true,
the spoilers.
True.
See, I kind of don't. I'm not against spoilers in principle, but I'm against not having warning and the choice of a spoiler.
Yes,
like
definitely.
When someone doesn't say, "We're going to be talking about spoilers." If you want to, you know, do you want me to tell you a spoiler? But if they just come and blurt it out, or
no,
if I
that's
go to
totally
a site
lame.
And the first thing I see is a spoiler, then I'm like, "Oh, that's not cool."
No, that's not cool. Well, now, wait, are you guys going to watch Survivor and or The Amazing Race?
I'm going to watch both.
Yes. See, the last few years, I stopped watching Big Brother. This is, you know, as I said to Archer, you got me re-addicted to Big Brother. But I've always watched Survivor, and Amazing Race is my ultimate number one show.
Mine, too.
Amazing
of all
Race
time.
Is the best.
Let me ask you about Amazing Race than last season.
Wait. Do you like Phil, Sarah?
Don't you love Phil?
I used to, you know what, oddly enough, I used to like him before Amazing Race. When he was on Travel Channel. But then he got all like Phil, you know, he got all
I
like,
love that he's all kind of smarmy and Phil-like. I
that's
don't know,
what I mean. He wasn't like that enjoyable. Before, and I liked him better. and I think he got kind of networky, you know.
I like him.
Okay, let me ask you about last season on Amazing Race, the two hippie guys who won.
Yes.
Were they gay?
No.
I think no, but I imagine you may be referring to the photos that were floating around.
Well, that and
what
they
photos?
Kissed each other on that last...
Yeah, but they're hippies.
I think they're just crunchy.
They're touchy-feely. Yeah, they're
I think
crunchy.
They're just... Yeah, they're from out here where I live. They're just super crunchy granola.
Okay. I was just hoping that another gay couple won.
Yeah.
They're from the corner of Hay and Ashbury.
Yeah, they're probably as gay as you can be without being gay, so, you know, I think it's at least... close enough. They were. I loved them.
Oh my
them.
God!
You love them.
That would be so much fun to do the Amazing Race with Sarah. Don't you think?
Oh my God!
I would be the
yes.
worst nightmare on the Amazing Race.
Would
no
you?
Yes. I'm not adventurous. That's why I like the show, because I like watching all of these people do stuff that I just would never have the
you live vicariously.
Yeah. But I also could, I can't bungee jump because I have an artificial hip.
Oh.
Or I could, skydive.
So I could see you doing it with Rob
and
Lindley,
is that,
though.
Is it, like, literally proscribed? Like, they say you may not.
Yeah, those are the two things
jump.
I'm not allowed. Those are my only restrictions.
Because it would just jerk your hip right away.
Yeah, it could.
Ouch.
Or if you landed, it could, you know, smash it right through your pelvis. So
ouch.
Not worth it to me.
Yeah. No. Well, of course, then again, it could do it to your natural-born pelvis as well.
Right. Exactly. That is true. But I'm also just the biggest chicken ever, so I would suck.
Oh.
I would be, and I'd be a huge baby about it.
Well, then you could go on Survivor, then.
No, once again, I enjoy the air conditioning.
So if you and I went
on the show together, right? We could be like Jonathan and Victoria. I would just scream at you the whole time, and you would just cry.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mike Kip, who would you play Amazing Race with?
I'm kind of like Sarah. I'm not adventurous enough. I'm too scared to do skydiving or bungee jumping. I would have to have a brand new bungee cord, and they would have to certify it for me before I did. And bug eating.
So
no,
they would make
no.
you. That's the thing. You would be the perfect contestant then, because when you broke through that barrier and you cried, yeah. And you're like, I never thought I'd do it. It would be such an emotional sort of feel good experience, and they would just love it.
I would like the round the world trips.
Yes.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. You only spend like 24 to 48 hours in any one country.
And
okay,
and like
me and Sarah will go on a fact-finding tour before the Amazing Race.
Yes, that's what we'll do.
I know. My favorite thing about the Amazing Race is they're like, run, 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 run. Oh, look, there's a Great Wall. Okay, run, 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 run.
Exactly.
Oh, look, there's the Eiffel Tower. Run, 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 run. Look, there's the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Run, 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 run.
And the only time they sit still is when they're like sitting for 7 hours at the gate of some attraction
airport,
waiting for it to open.
Right. Yeah, or they're just or
and
they're
they can't give up their
the
spot.
Hearth. Yeah.
Right. To go, you know, see some culture. No.
But I love me some Amazing Race. Yeah, that was the one thing. My ex and I used to talk about doing it all the time, and we never actually got around to it. And
I have a couple of friends from Chicago who would be the ultimate team. This
really?
Era,
yeah.
A couple of actors who are partners. They would be terrific. But,
now, what about the race thing in Survivor this year?
Oh, yeah, the ethnicity thing.
That's the not-so-amazing race.
Right. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's getting people to talk, and
it's just
what they wanted it to do. And it's weird, you know? How
it's
are you
gonna
supposed
be super
to be like,
gimmicky.
Go white people? You know, you can't. Right? Even if you happen to like those people.
That's so funny. I never thought of that.
Yeah, or anything. You know, you can't be like, I hate the black team. I mean, you see.
But
no
what I want,
what,
here's the funny thing.
What?
You know what they should do? They for the tribe names, they should come up. They should be like, you know, the black group will be the niggers.
And the Asians will be the chicks.
The spicks, right. You know?
Yeah.
The honkies, the niggers, the chicks, and the spinks.
Right.
Chicks and the spinks.
That would be, and they would have the flags.
So many people.
But I mean, well, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for this kind of reaction, don't you think?
Exactly.
Right.
And the thing is, after like two or three weeks of it, they'll merge the teams anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
It happens so fast.
It's such
a
gimmick.
It's just a stunt.
But now, Archer, you said you wanted to talk about Rosie on The View, and they actually had Jeff Probst on The View today.
I know.
And he was talking about this, and I thought it was they are so scraping for like inspiring stories. He's like, oh yeah, it was great, because like on the Asian team, this one Asian guy had a headache, and then the Vietnamese dude went up to him and said, oh, you have a wind something or other, and he rubbed his temple, and it went away, and like, oh my God, we saw Eastern medicine being practiced right in front of us.
Please.
It was like so moving. I'm like, shut up, Jeff Probst.
He's one who used to be cute, and now is weird.
Yeah, now he's just two
I
big
used
old
to
dimples.
Think he was cute,
you know?
Too, yeah. Right?
He's so, he's all dimples. You can get sucked into that face.
Going back to Amazing Race just for a second, in the very first season, or maybe the second season, didn't Anderson Cooper do it?
No, Anderson Cooper did
the mole.
Oh, the mole, that's right.
Ever.
You liked the mole?
Until they did
the
celebrity
year.
Mole.
It was
celebrity
just
mole
so
was ridiculous.
Dumb. I don't know. It was, yeah.
But, no.
The concept is a great concept, but the way that they executed it was very just. Yeah.
Well, no, the first season was great. Did you guys watch it? Did any of you watch it?
I did, yeah.
I guess I've only seen the celebrity ones.
Well, they only did a couple seasons of it, and then they did the celebrity one, and then it died. right?
Yeah. Well, they did the first season, and then during the second season, they actually stopped airing it about halfway through because it was getting bad ratings. And then they decided, I don't know, months later to air the rest of it. So it kind of lost some steam. Oh.
That's right. Didn't it come back in the summer or something like that?
Yeah. But the first season I just loved. But also, how dreamy is Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
Mm. That's where I fell in love with him.
Well, I think he plays for our team.
I know.
He does.
Well, it's not like
and he's a Vanderbilt, right?
That's right. He is a Vanderbilt.
His is Gloria Vanderbilt.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's like, if you have any other reason to hate him, it's like he's a Vanderbilt, he's gorgeous, and he's, you know, he got this powerful position in journalism.
Now he's the star of CNN, yeah.
How much do we love Anderson Cooper?
And he was so wading through the Katrina floodwaters in his Prada.
Now, what I was going to talk about with the Rosie O'Donnell thing was that she really got into it today with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't been watching.
Oh, I've been waiting for
that. Here's the thing. It just doesn't work. I'm sorry, folks. It doesn't work. She's too big of a personality. They've got their thing already. They're cannibalizing the show for the sake of trying to get the higher ratings. I just think it just doesn't – none of them are comfortable. Rosie is trying to subdue herself, and it's not working because she's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
I agree with you, actually. And did you notice how it when Rosie O'Donnell tries to tell a joke or starts talking, it looks like Barbara Walters is cringing.
Yeah, she hates it. She hates her. And poor Joy hasn't spoken in 3 days.
You know? Well, she spoke up today a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But now why do they place Barbara Walters on the end of the table and put Elizabeth Hasselbeck right next to Rosie today?
I know, and poor Elizabeth is like a deer in the headlights. She's like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know. It just doesn't work. I just don't think it works, you know?
Yeah.
Rosie just needs a show of her own again.
That would be nice. I loved it when she had her own show.
Are you guys watching Megan Mullally?
Oh, my
God.
Has it started?
Doesn't it start this week?
It hasn't yet.
What station will it be on?
It's next. I don't know. I think it's syndicated.
It's NBC, I think. Oh, it's syndicated.
It's
NBC. Okay, right.
I don't know.
We'll all just say something else. Something different.
Right. I think it's UPN.
Check your local listing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Sarah told us to do when it was preempted by the football.
Right. Oh, I'm looking out for you people.
I appreciate it, too.
It's nothing worse
than
going
today.
And
I actually saw today the first of the Martha show because if you guys recall, I interviewed Wes Martin on my show a couple of weeks ago. He's the executive chef of the Martha show. And today was their first, you know, the day of the season, and they have new. Thank God they got him out of those turquoise teal chef jackets.
He did look uncomfortable
ridiculous.
In those jackets.
Come on. I mean, it's Martha's little client. He was just like 6'4" guy in a little teal turquoise chef jacket. So, but anyway,
can I bring up a little controversy between Chef Mark and Mike Hip? Chef Mark's show, when you interviewed the ex-gay expat.
Yeah.
And because I have to say that I agree with Mike Hipp that in the show you did not introduce who the guy was.
No, I totally get it. No, this isn't controversial. This isn't controversial. I just pointed out to Mike that I hate you, Mike Hipp. I hate you forever. No, I just pointed out that he was like it. It was so funny because like the whole thing was like there's a mystery guest, and halfway through this mysterious person says this and that. I thought it was.
I said so unnamed. I responded, unnamed.
Unnamed. Right, that's it.
Well, the thing
so
is,
at the end of it, I just said, "Oh no, I said it in the show notes. That's all." And then the little image I have the gay expat.
Well, see, here's the thing because I know that Mike Hipp doesn't use an iPod to listen to his podcast. He's probably like me. We never go to the website unless we want to – like I wanted to check out the guy who wrote the book that you just did the other day, the Tush book or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Jaffe Cohen.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were talking to until I went to the website and said, oh, okay, it's the gay expat. Because I don't look at the show notes. I don't do anything. I just listen to the show.
I realize now, of course, that I didn't actually do a spoken introduction. I realized that was a problem.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I know.
I'm unsubscribing. You're fired from podcasting.
I'm fired from my own show.
Well,
I read
true.
The show notes, so there.
Thank you.
So
controversy.
So Sarah, when's the next How Much Do We Love is coming out?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to have a little Skype date with Robbie later, if he can squeeze me in before he records The Purge.
Oh, but, I'm sure he can squeeze anything in.
Yeah.
We know Rob Lindley. Yeah, we're a little behind. But with the MacBook in the computer hospital, it might be a tough week. Oh, we'll see.
So what's the matter with your Mackie?
Well, it's having that yellowing case issue that...
Oh, really? You're the first I've heard of that.
Oh, yeah, it's not pretty anymore. Oh.
No, it looked horrible. And I knew I had to
send it in. This is because the glue that they use to...
No, it's where your hands rest.
Yeah, but it was some sort of heat reactive issue that was only this one batch of machines, and of course I bought mine right away. So, but then
and it wasn't dispersing the heat properly. Is that the thing?
I don't know. Something that they figured out the problem and they'll replace the case. So
yeah,
it's fixable. But then that wasn't a deal breaker, obviously, because the machine still worked. But then a couple days ago, I started having the issue that a lot of people are having now, where it would just shut down.
See, I haven't experienced that yet with my MacBook.
Yeah. So
see, that'll learn you to buy it the first week it's out. You got to wait for a couple months until they work out the kinks. And then
Well, are you saying that I'm in for some trouble with my new 24-inch iMac that's coming on Friday? Because I ordered it within 24 hours of it being introduced.
You should have got the 30-inch, Archer.
They don't offer a 30-inch.
Oh, you queers are all obsessed with inches.
I think that you will be in trouble, and therefore you should just send it to me.
Okay. Oh, I'll just redirect it out to California. Yeah.
And you should send me your old one, too.
Well, then what will I have to work on?
Archer, hey,
Mark,
get
a PC. I don't care.
Are you going to upgrade to Vista as soon as you can, Mark? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait.
No, I never do. Oh, God, especially with Microsoft. No, I never upgrade immediately. Mm-hmm. Never.
I'll probably wait till I buy my next computer before I upgrade. You know, let it come with the computer.
When is Vista coming out?
Oh, in 2009.
You know, whatever. It was the latest is January 07, but, you know.
Right. They're getting ready to release, Office 2003.
Well, I saw that 24-inch iMac in person yesterday at the Apple Store.
Oh, cool.
It's dreamy. Oh, my God. It's just huge.
Gosh. You know, I like them big.
Yeah, who doesn't, really?
Yeah. I just don't
she
get
set you up and you walked right in.
Right. Mm. Did you guys see the announcements this morning from Apple?
I did, yes, the new iPods. But I was a little disappointed that they wasn't the...
What did they say?
Well, they introduced...
Smaller, bigger, faster, and hold more, blah, blah, blah.
And color.
Pretty much.
But does it mean that the other ones are going down in price?
They did reduce the price.
Yeah,
I'm
even
so
the
angry.
New ones are cheaper.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, I'm so angry because my finally... You know, I was having all those problems with my older generation iPod, and so I finally just did the whole trade-in thing where they gave me 10%, and I bought a new one. And it's like now, like 2 weeks later, they come up with another new one.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what always happens.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm still using an old Mini. It's so sad.
I've got
a new one.
A Nano from the first generation of Nanos that came out. I have that.
Okay,
you
know what I have, you guys?
Crazy.
What, Mike?
I have a $49 1 gigabyte flash drive that I.
You were saying that's great. That's perfect for listening to podcasts.
It is. Yeah. It's an excellent device. But you know, it strips all that information that you can put in for the iPod. But it's a
so
flash
you don't
drive.
Get show notes on the device itself.
No,
nothing. I get
but
it
when you're at work and you're doing and you're listening to the shows and then you put up your notes, do you listen on the computer or do you listen on your little 1 gigabyte dilly-dally?
Through the flash drive, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's why you like even when you're there sitting at your computer, you can't look at the show notes.
No.
Right.
No. Yeah.
I can't see the show notes on my iPod though.
Yes, you can if you click the center button like 2 times.
Oh, trick.
Really? But wait, I have like a super old one. I don't think I can.
Well, wait a minute. How old
is
it?
Pretty much all of them.
It's like the first generation of the minis.
If it has a screen, if it has a screen, it can show notes.
Yeah, you just.
How did I not know that? I'm such a computer geek.
You play just while you're playing it. Just hit the center button, and it'll go to the graphic, and then you hit it again, and it'll go to the show notes.
Actually, you have to hit it 3 times because the second time it brings up that little
diamond. You're right.
It brings up the diamond so you can scroll forward and back.
You're
and
right. So it's 3 times.
And then,
I'm gonna do that. See, I almost always use my iPod when I'm in the car, so I'm not really looking at it so much.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
driving.
And on the new video ones, if there's no show notes but there's an associated image, it shows the image full size. Like I just clicked on Lucky Bitch Radio, and there were no show notes on this one, but there's a big old giant picture of Wanda.
All right. Well, listen, people, we have been going for more than I was expecting, so I need to stop because I need to go to bed. So
okay.
Thank you for the chit-chat. And Sarah, I am so glad I got you on the show.
Thanks for plugging me in.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to go listen to the beginning of it and see what the hell happened.
Well, you'll get to listen to it tomorrow. So by the time you listen to it, you'll already know who won.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Weren't we just the model of restraint for not giving you any spoilers and telling you that...
Were. I feel bad. I hope I didn't sort of put a damper on the rest of the show.
Oh, no, not at all. Chit-chat
it's
is fine.
It's anticlimactic anyway, you know.
Okay.
Best episode of any of those stupid reality shows is.
Yeah.
Can't wait till Lost.
So let me give the three of you a chance to plug your shows and your websites. Let's start with Sarah.
Oh, okay. I do a show with Rob Lindley, who's also on The Daily Purge. It's called How Much Do We Love? At howmuchdowelove.com, and we talk about stuff we love and how much we love it. That's pretty much it.
It's a good show.
And it's
in
a great
anyone's
show,
yeah. Confused by
all
the name.
Raves and no raves.
That's a good explanation.
Absolutely. Okay, Mike Hip, tell us about your website.
Podcastsoup.net. I take all these shows these guys are talking about and write them up in a synopsis. I don't know. Podcastsoup.net. Go there and see what it is.
Candles by Thieves.
Soy Candles by Thieves, exactly.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
.com.
And Mark?
And I have the Remarkably Mark podcast at remarkablymark.blogspot.com and also the Remarkable Palette podcast at remarkablepalette.blogspot.com and the Culinary Podcast Network. And today, Wednesday, you're going to hear a new show, which is my interview with Kate Zuckerman, who is the pastry chef at Chanterelle in New York City, in Tribeca. And she has a new dessert cookbook coming out called The Sweet Life, Desserts from Chanterelle. And it's a beautiful, beautiful book with some amazing dessert recipes.
Very good.
That's what the show's about.
And that just reminded me, Mark, the next time we talk, remind me to tell you about a show I saw on the Food Network because I had sex with one of the guys on the show.
Oh, yes, so, I can't wait.
We'll have to talk about that another show.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you all for joining. All right, now stop that. Thank you all for joining, and I appreciate it so much. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Sure.